Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's election day. We're going to set aside the presidential race, that Senate race for a moment, and focus on three of the biggest, well, the biggest propositions on the ballot in the city of Dallas. Several amendments on that ballot today, three in particular that have gotten a lot of attention. Propositions S, T, and U. You see the TV commercials, you see the signs everywhere, for and against. They're on the ballot in Dallas. They would make changes to the city's charter that would require, among other things, city council to set aside half of all excess revenue for public safety, allow citizens to rate the city manager's performance, and allow residents to sue the city if it doesn't comply with the charter. Now, the amendments, they made it on the ballot after a group called Dallas Hero collected more than 169,000 signatures. We spoke with them last hour. Now we are joined by one of those elected officials we mentioned opposed to the amendments, State Senator Nathan Johnson. He's Democrat. His district includes large parts of Dallas, Irving, and Mesquite. With us right now on KRLD. Senator, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
What caught your attention when it came to, when did you sit up and say, hey, wait a minute here?
I mean, it was when I saw the letters STU, I just thought, is this stupid? And, you know, I'm being playful here, but really, it's a lucky coincidence because these are really stupid. And that's generally what you need to know when you go in to vote on these things. What caught my attention is that a group of people who really don't know anything about government are pushing these drastic measures that would absolutely handcuff the people who we elect to run our cities and prevent them from running our cities. And these are the cities that provide services to us. So when if something jumped out, it's something like putting the number of police officers in statute, putting how you fund them in statute. These are not things that we do with ordinances and proposals on ballots. These are things that are done through management by people we elect. It also kind of stood out to me that the people backing these things are at the Capitol on January 6th. So they're not exactly big civic thinkers.
You know, one of the things that jumped out to me, and I think that worried a lot of people that are opposed to these, were the lawsuits that would result if these two or if these three propositions were passed. Talk a little bit about that, especially the one where you could sue the city if you don't think that they're doing their job.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. You can not only sue the city, you can sue individual city council members in their individual capacity. You know, imagine if shareholders could sue board members of a corporation anytime they thought that the board members are doing something that's not in compliance with the bylaws. There'd be lawsuits all day long. If you could sue the U.S. president anytime you thought an agency did something that was contrary to law, sue them individually. Now think about who's going to want the job. You're getting sued by 15,000 people, by anybody that somebody who's got money and doesn't like what you're doing can finance, is going to result in a lawsuit. We will never have good people elected. We will never have the ability of the city to function.
Or the city manager's job. Who would want that if you can be fired based on the results of a poll of 1,400 people?
Yeah. And how are those 1,400 people going to be influenced? The city manager job is a really, really hard one. Now, there is a legitimate concern, I think, that people might have with there being a ton of power in the city manager position. Cities around the country have two different forms of city government. You have the city manager managed city council, city, where you have the strong mayor system. Houston has the strong mayor system. Dallas has the city manager system. And people can talk about what is the appropriate balance. But to subject the whole thing to some sort of silly popularity voting contest is going to make it impossible, really, for the city manager to do their job, and impossible for the city to hire qualified people.
So your opposition to these is based on a concern, I suppose, about unintended consequences?
You know, I'm not sure it is unintended. I think it might be intended consequences. I think there's some pretty malicious motivations here, quite honestly. And I don't say that, you know, I've been introduced here as a Democratic state senator, and I am. But I say that as a citizen, not as anybody who's partisan. And I think it's important to observe that people from very far right ideological to very far left ideological agree that these are hostile measures. They are intended to cripple our city government. And none of us want that. Nobody anywhere on the political spectrum. Law enforcement opposes this. So it's very important that the voters recognize that this is not something intended to help them.
This is
malicious and selfish.
You brought up the law enforcement aspect of it. I know that a lot of people think, yeah, what's wrong with more cops, hiring more cops? I know the city is trying to hire them, but they want 900 if I think it was Proposition U were passed.
Yeah, you know, should it be 907 or should it be 893 or should it be 1,015 or 20,000? These are not questions that the people pushing these proposals are capable of answering. We have law enforcement levels go up and down. We have the equipment funding go up and down in accordance to what we can manage, to what we can supply, to what we need. And law enforcement itself recognizes the importance of that flexibility. Again, across the ideological spectrum, everybody prioritizes safety. It is the number one function. But the idea that we are going to scare people into thinking that our cities are unsafe by calling for more cops, I mean, I think that's really the message. They're trying to say the city's unsafe. Fact is, Dallas has just been ranked the safest major city in the United States. We could get safer. And I'm all for that. Everyone should be. But the idea that we're going to write down the number as if we know year to year what it's going to be is really a very unsophisticated way of running things.
All right. Those are the pros and cons. We've had both sides for you this morning on KRLD. That is Senator Nathan Johnson, State Senator Nathan Johnson, a Democrat from Dallas. He's been speaking with us right now. Senator, thank you so much. We appreciate the time.
Very much appreciate your service.
Nathan Johnson, and now just vote STNU on the ballot in Dallas today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.